middle of Hilchos Shabbos, Simon Rish Membov, which is discussing lending and renting to a non-Jew on Shabbos, Siv Beis on Daf Tes Amar Aleph. Says Mechaba, Os L'Hashal Shum Kli Le'inu B'Shabbos, forbidden to lend any vessel to a non-Jew on Shabbos, but fill of Arab Shabbos, even on Friday, Im L'Samach L'Chashaycha, if it's close to getting dark. Koshein Shos L'Haitzi, as long as it's not enough time to take it out from the doorway of the lender before it gets dark, you can't lend it. Why? The one who sees things, he thinks that the Jew told him to take it out. You're not allowed to lend any vessel, even a vessel that you don't do malacha with, in contrast to what we spoke about in Sif Aleph. And that is, it's forbidden even according to the first opinion. Even Erev Shabbos, if you're not going to be able to get it out before it gets dark, then it's forbidden even to sell it to him, give it to him as a gift. Look at what we wrote. If that he's not going to get it out before it gets dark, meaning that if he's not going to get out before the sun sets. Siv Kantez, what's the problem? Because the one who sees is going to think that the Jew commanded Tzivo Loitziyah, he commanded him to take it out, Lachus L'Shazram, outside to the street, which is the Malacha Baitzah. Vafila did not Lachus L'Shazram Gemurah. Now, even according to us, that we don't have generally a complete Rishos Rabbim, us is still forbidden, because I'm really in Yudish Shavosu, telling a non-Jew to do something is Isra Rabban. Even by Rabbinic Esser, even if it's considered like a caramelist, you're still not allowed to tell a non-Jew to do it, and therefore it would be forbidden. Now, Vimkin, if that's the case, if the city is surrounded with a wall, meaning like what we call Eruv, the Mutl Tal Bukul, you're allowed to carry in the entire area. Bein Yehudi Gam Kedarsham, and a non-Jew lives there also. Then you're allowed to lend them vessels that you don't do malacha with them. Now, however, to sell to him or to rent him, it's forbidden. Up is that even by this, that he sold and he leased it to him on Shabbos, which the Sharetzinois Zion brings us from the Magamam and the Taz. But Magamam writes that one should be lenient regarding this only when it's necessary, because it's concerned those of you in the Rambam, but there, and the Taz make all straight out. But the Rabbi sounds like the Taz, sounds like one could be make on this. If it's in the Arab and the non-Jew lives over there too, in contrast to, let's say, selling or to lease them. Now, if it's a vessel that you do malacha with, let's say a lawnmower, and then even to lend them, it's forbidden. Comes on Saturday morning, say, hey, Josh, I want to borrow your lawnmower. If forbidden, I'm giving you a timid piece of visit, unless he took it out from his house from before Shabbos. They shouldn't say, there's a malacha of Shabbos, but through the agency of the Jew that is doing malacha on Shabbos. Siv Gimel. Asur lahaskir lahashul behem to lend Yehudi. It's forbidden to lease or to lend your animal to a non-Jew. That he should do malach with it on Shabbos. Because the person is commanded on his animal resting and not doing malacha on Shabbos. You could lend it or rent it. And to stipulate that he should give it back before Shabbos. But it's not effective. The master stipulates as a continuing basis. May any Yehudi with a non-Jewish to nur b'Shabbos. That okay, make sure that it rests on Shabbos. Because a non-Jew is not a believer regarding that. Says the Smag in the Sefer Truman, the Mordechai in the first paragraph of Masechta Shabbos. Says Mishabur Sivkat and Yud. Aser lahasker b'chulu. You're not allowed to lease or lend your animal to a non-Jew. Afila b'yem rishon, even on Sunday. Afila avla, even with absorbing it in the payment of other days. If it's kedesh yasabah chulu, so chlema meaning has to be not kedesh but shema yasabah, because maybe he's going to do malach with it on Shabbos. That's the b'negoy. The chemuchim b'shachan aruch guf. It's obvious from the words shachan aruch. That's what it means to say. Also, sivkot nyud beis, because a person is commanded al shpisas behemtoy on the resting of his animal. So it says the pasuk in the Torah, man yinuch shorcha b'chamerecha b'gomer, that your ox and your donkey should rest, etc. Even though, what I mean, he's leasing the animal to a non-Jew, a kaimalim, but we hold, the skirs like Kanya, leasing is not acquiring. It's still considered the Jew's animal. It's commanded on regarding it terrestrial. Some say that no, stringently we say that schiris is kaina, and balkan. Therefore, the other way around, if a Jew rents an animal from a non-Jew, which you would say okay, so it's the non-Jew's animal. No, but tzubas shvesasa, he's still commanded to make sure the animal rests. When it's appropriate to be stringent, even to who isadei raisa, because it's a biblical prohibition. The Sharet Sinai Gimel says that even though lechayra sounds like from the Magen Ram that it's a safek gomer to the goyis ashri. That doesn't sound like this. We write over there that it's only good to be careful because the words came out from the mouth of the goy. And in Yerideya and Simon Kofinav at the end, the Rama writes over there that only one should be stringent, but not that it's a Savar Gam. And therefore, the Sharatin says that he wrote in Mishnah Berurah only that it's Noch and Lahachman. It's appropriate to be stringent because, again, it's Issa Deraisa. Kinez the Mishnah Berurah, Vim Schacham and Yehudi. If he rented it from a non-Jew, then he goes and then subleases it out to another non-Jew, then of course it will be permitted either way. If schiris is koina, so good, now the next non-Jew is koina. If schiris is not koina, so then it's the original non-Jews. So he wouldn't be mitzvah on the shvisa of that animal. If he acquired an animal from a non-Jew, or he sold it to a non-Jew, either with just pulling it or with just money, that's a doubt in halacha, if that's a Kenyan. But then the Chumah, the Inch of Isbehemah, says the Tejah Shabbos, then we're going to go stringent regarding the resting of the animal, and you would have to make sure that it doesn't do malacha either way with one of those Kenyanim. Sivkot Yud Gimel. So we said that, but it doesn't help to stipulate with him that the animal should rest on Shabbos, because in Yehudi Neman, the non-Jew is not believed that he's not going to work the animal on Shabbos. And the Mirtis, Namad L'Mirtis Lazba Malach, he's also not afraid to do malacha with it. Since it's in his possession by borrowing it or renting it, he's not going to be caught as if he's like a thief regarding this, even though that they made the stipulation, which is not the case, but the first case we spoke about. When he stipulated that he said that you have to return him before Shabbos, that means to say that the loan period and the rental period has been expired before Shabbos, we don't suspect he's going to violate those terms, which therefore that you could do it if you stipulated he has to give it back before Shabbos. Finally, come on, submission. Hey, Sifchav Gimel Sidachrein, which the Dershah 13 brings, that the Shulchan Aruch writes that's permitted to give over an animal to a non-Jewish shepherd, even though he's going to use them on Shabbos. Mishmurba they explains that since he didn't give it over to him for Malacha, so the non-Jew is afraid to use it on Shabbos that it shouldn't get punished in the secular courts. But when he leases it to a non-Jew, the non-Jew is not afraid so much to utilize it because he says in his heart that, okay, he'll just pay the Jew more for using it on Saturday according to the value that how much he got from using it on Saturday. And so when he borrows from a Jew, we're concerned that he might say in his heart that, okay, the Jew's going to, they'll do a favor to the Jew for the work that he's doing on Shabbos. And therefore, that would be a problem. The Bi'a Alacha and the B'maschel Asala Haskeh. So the Mechaben Sif Gimel said that you're not allowed to lease or lend your animal to a non-Jew that he might do Malach on Shabbos. So the Be'alacha says, if someone sells his animal to a non-Jew and he sets a price and he gives him over the animal to test drive, if he finds any blemish, then he'll give it back to him. But if he wants it, he'll keep the sale. So as long as the buyer did not reveal his intention that he doesn't want it, it's Becheskis de Lekeach, and therefore it's really considered a non-Jews. So it says, named the Ran, that would not be any more Is of Shri Sabahemta. So let's say you have a Jewish Costco, you know, and then the non-Jew bought it. Although you can return it as long as it's not, I mean, it's even more than that, even the bigger, even just test driving it. But like unless he backs out, it's his, so you wouldn't have Shri Sabahemta anymore. But she says, look at Sabahemta Yerushalayim, did he ask him this one, the first Yerushalayim? That you're not allowed to lend or rent your animal to a non-Jew. So he says that's a large animal. But a small livestock, like let's say a goat, which you don't usually do malacha with, then we're not concerned for, and that's how it's brought explicitly in the Rambam. He says also you should know, it's not mentioned in the Rambam to differentiate between a large animal itself, meaning between, let's say, a horse and other animals. The way he mentions regarding, let's say, selling behemagasa, which you're not allowed to, but a sus is permitted. And the reason is because there it's only gzeira, but the concern that maybe you're going to come to lending and renting and testing on Shabbos. Therefore, a horse, which generally is meant just for riding, where there's no promise shviz behemta according to most paiskim, because a living animal carries itself, so the Rabban will not go on its mechir as the Gemara brings. Whereas regarding the actual lending and renting itself, which negate to Issa Dereisa, of shviz behemta, for sure, they have to be concerned that maybe you're going to load the horse with some load, or maybe it's going to pull a wagon, especially in our places where the horses actually are designated for carrying, and not like in their places where the donkeys were the ones that were designated for carrying and the horse were only for riding. Sure, it's pashat that you're not allowed to rent to the non-Jew even a horse. And this that the behavior brings that for a non-Jew to ride on the Jewish animal, one does not have to be particular. His intent is not also that therefore it's permitted to rent a horse. It's just talking on the situation with Brent Shin, hey, Sif Chappe, Zayin Shambuk over there. That a person is commanded on his animal resting, same thing as his wild animals, his birds, even sea creatures. A person, if he owns it, he has to be careful not to do any malach with it. Some of the dirshus, dirshu number 7, said the person is commanded on his animal not doing malacha, which let's say some people have dogs, people have to be careful about some of these halachas. So dirshu number 7 says that even if the Jew is not going to have enough in the malacha that the non-Jew is doing with his behema, Shuz Maram Shik writes that it's still forbidden. And he adds on this, that it's written Shuz Chassam Sefer, that you don't have to stop him. He didn't really write that Lamaisa. So again, you have to be careful when you're giving your animal to a non-Jew that he doesn't do malacha with it. Therefore, he can't, because we're concerned that he might do malacha with it. Dirshu number 8, the gather of this mitzvah says Shviz Behemtei, Dar Simeach, Meir Simcha, writes that according to Beis Hillel, what the Torah wants is that living creatures should rest. Because by doing malacha, they have some sensation of pain. According to Beis Shammai, that they hold that the Torah commanded even on Shviz Kalim, that even your vessels have to rest, your car, your bowls. So the gather of the mitzvah is that all the things related to a person have to rest, so that the person is not busy with them. Now, even to put a small thing on the animal where it doesn't even feel it, for example, it's a needle, etc., sometimes I'm a rule that it's forbidden. And even though a person in that type of situation is considered as misasik, like he's not really even noticing, but regarding an animal, it's forbidden because lamaisa, he's doing malacha with his animal. Now, regarding an animal that does malacha in a way that's considered by a person kalach or yad, like backhanded, Shlom Zam wasn't sure if it shy such a heter by an animal, but it's possible that this heter is only by a person, but by an animal would be awesome in that Torah. Regarding taste of Shabbos, adding on time to Shabbos, the Prim Rebbe is not sure if Shviz Behemte applies. And so let's say someone that has a dog does early Shabbos. So can you not have the dog do malacha during early Shabbos time? Or maybe that's only on the time of Shabbos itself. Regarding women being obligated in this mitzvah of Shviz Behemte, Kiveg is not sure if they're potter, because you could say the dafka regarding Kiddush Hayom, you could learn that from a Hekesh of Zachar to Shamar that they're obligated regarding a positive time-bound commandment, even though that's a mitzvah say Shema Grama, because we compare Zachar to Shamar. But not regarding other mitzvahs say of Shabbos, maybe women are exempt from Shviz Behemte. Nim Derani writes that women are obligated in all mitzvahs say of Shabbos, just like men. That's a written Shuvah Shav Palam. Now regarding trained animals that do malachas, for example, a dog that knows how to press with his foot, say David Rao he gets the dog to press onto the electricity. He can turn on lights, or to turn off the lights, when his owner hints to him to do that, what's the halacha? So Chubas Hartzi writes, that's forbidden because the Shvis is behemtek. It's written in Eben Oizer. It's forbidden for a person to take an aluka, which is some type of a leech on Shabbos, from the halacha Shvis behemtek, and you cannot permit it because of grama, because the Torah considers this grama as a malacha gemura, because all the malachas of a living creature are considered a malacha regarding its owner. Yes, you can't say that it's considered as if the animal is doing it for its own benefit and not for the owner, because most definitely it's doing it because it knows the owner is going to be happy and say, yay, Sally, and the dog is doing the malacha. You can't have it do it. That's what's in Shubas Erlet Tzien. That's like a mir la'akum. According to this, he writes that telling a dog, let's say, Erev Shabbos, to do the malacha on Shabbos would be permitted because it's not shaykh to be machmen to consider like a shlich of a Yisrael. However, Shlomo Zalman is inclined that a dog that's trained, that if it sees, let's say, a ganav, it turns on the lights, you're allowed to have him there on Shabbos to do that. Because since the pressing on the button is not qualified as a a maisa malocha of the dog. It's like a grum itself. And also, you have to be concerned that maybe that the owner won't be able to hold himself back when he sees that his money is being taken, and so he can come to pikuach nefesh. And also, that since the dog is doing the maisa from his own understanding to protect the owner, it's not considered a chasarin in the shvisa regarding the owner, even if he trained him to do this. Regarding winnowing through an animal, so Mizam is not sure if that's considered as just as a grum itself, because the winnowing is done with the wind, and there's no chasarin in the shvi. So maybe that since the derech is to winnow grain like that, it's considered like a melechem of Shabbos, and would be considered the animal as if it didn't rest on Shabbos. Telling an animal to do a malacha, Shuvah Sarotzin writes, is forbidden just like a mila akum because of a dabba dabba. However, to tell an animal from before Shabbos to do a malacha on Shabbos is permitted because there's no shlichas lechumra b'balechayim. So it sounds like he could tell his animal to do certain things on Shabbos. An animal that does a malacha on its own and from its own will, not by any instruction from the owner, some Zaman rules that the owner does not have to stop it from doing that. An animal that's found very far away from its owner, in a way that its place is, it already is Shabbos, but in his place not, or the other way around, meaning the owner and the dog are at different places on Shabbos, which is Pinim Shlom Zaman is, that if the animal does malach on Shabbos, he's not violating this as Shviz Bemte, because this is was only said when it's the animal and the owner are in the same place, where it's, meaning that in both their places is right now Shabbos. Dish number 9, if a person borrowed an animal from a non-Jew, the Das Torah writes regarding this case of Shvi'is Behema, that according to the Eben HaOizer and the Taz, that borrowing is also considered like a sale for a day. That's the Burden Prima Gadim here also, which would therefore be forbidden. Another thing, the Ktzai Sachushin, he writes that borrowing is not considered like a sale for all opinions. There would not be problem as Shvi'is Behemtoi of the Yisrael. Edition number 11. The Sharatin wrote that's why he wrote only Nochel Achmer. Now, since it's only a Chumrah, Shamazam ruled, the one does not have to be stringent regarding this only when it comes to Bilbukal Lacha. But by taking out something to like a caramel or some type of things, so then one could be makel on this. This is regarding the Schiris Kanyo L'chumra. Edition number 12, that Mishnah Berurah wrote that he's also not afraid to do malacha with such a stipulation. Now, if a non-Jew left collateral by the Jew, he stipulated that if it's found out by the Jew that the non-Jew did a malacha with his animal on Shabbos, the Jew is allowed to take the security for himself. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, then you're allowed to rent the animal or lend it to the non-Jew, because the non-Jew is concerned that he might do malacha, that it might be found out by the Jew, and he's going to lose his security. Dish number 13, we referenced already.